Camel Country 107.9. We are Maria and Chad, and this is the Valley's new country leader.
Had a special assignment for producer JP yesterday. He was actually at Hearn Academy checking out the school lunch.
Hello, Maria and Chad. It's JP. I'm here at Hearn Academy where I'm going to review the school's food today, and I actually have a menu. It's going to be a Caesar salad is going to be my first dish, accompanied by popcorn chicken with mashed potatoes, diced peaches, a yogurt parfait, and a fruit plate. So good thing I haven't had anything to eat today because, boy, I'm sure hungry.
All right, we get to learn how his school lunch reviews went throughout the morning. We'll continue the, I guess it's kind of virtual eating.
I have to ask, though, before we get to that.
Yeah.
Were you honest?
Of course I was.
Okay. I just, because some kids are like, oh, yeah, it's great, Mom. Good dinner. Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is cold liverwurst and grape leaves. Those are the only two things that I can think off the top of my head that I just go, ew, icky.
Do you encounter those things a lot in everyday life?
No, but I remembered when I did have them and I never had them again since.
Yeah, liverwurst is one of those. Either you're in or you're out. And I'm out too. No, thank you.
My mom would make me liverwurst sandwiches. Camel Country 107.9, Carrie Underwood there, the Valley's new country leader.
We have a chance for you to go to our intimate evening with Brad Paisley this morning. That'll happen at 8:45. But we're trying to learn what happened yesterday. Producer JP went out to review a school lunch. You went to Hearn Academy.
Yeah, North Phoenix. And they made me feel so special. They gave me a T-shirt. They gave me a hat. The principal, Gail, was there. And they waited on me like I was at a restaurant.
Was it the lunch lady that waited on you or the kids?
The lunch lady and Kathy both waited on me, but the kids kind of came over to my table and sat at my table one by one, so I wasn't sitting alone, which was so sweet.
Oh, that is so cute.
I'm like, who here has a doggy? They go, I have two doggies.
Yes.
Let's give it a listen.
Here's the first dish. I'm about to have the school's Caesar salad. And I'm going to take this food critic thing seriously. I'm not going to just say nice things just to say nice things and throw around compliments. I'm going to be very tough. Here's the first bite. Oh, man. It's like there's magical elves that have prepared the most perfect Caesar salad on their day off from Santa's workshop. So good. I feel like the salad's dancing in my mouth right now, like it's Ellen before she starts her talk show. And then the croutons and the chicken and the dressing is like the audience just clapping. Just everybody's happy and having a good time. Hearn Academy Caesar salad. Give it the highest marks I can get it. 10 out of 10.
Some taste explosions going on in your mouth.
Wow, that was very descriptive.
How did Ellen taste, by the way? Kind of a weird way to describe some food.
Okay, Maria and Chad, I am on the mashed potatoes portion of the menu here. And there is no gravy, but there is a spork. So they get points for having a spork. I can't imagine eating a school lunch any other way. Here we go with the mashed potatoes. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow. All I gotta say is put a nightgown on Grandma Penny and read her a bedtime story because this flavor is gonna knock you out. Woo! These mashed potatoes right here. I'm 34 years old, which means I've had 34 Thanksgivings. I would serve these at my Thanksgiving. Having family over. Not too salty. Very nice consistency. I'm going to say that these are an 11 out of 10. 11. They're off the charts good.
All right. So are you still full from your big lunch yesterday?
Man, can I go back today? I want seconds.
Now, I see, I don't want to give it away, but the item that is on the menu next, I know is one of your favorite things to eat any time of the day because you've got your air fryer at home.
Oh, do I have an air fryer at
my
house.
I can't wait to hear how it compares to what they did at the school lunch.
Right. Personal air fryer item versus school lunch.
That's a good battle right there.
We are the Maria and Chad Show, and man, this has taken me back, living vicariously through producer JP, who yesterday went to have school lunch at the Hearn Academy. I think about the trouble that I got into in the cafeteria. I wasn't a big troublemaker as a kid, but in the cafeteria, I remember they'd serve potatoes with like little green pieces. I don't know if it was lettuce or whatever, like some kind of a spice on it, but they were really, really good. Uh-huh. But the best part of them, you get these potato balls in your mouth, and we could like chew them and like get the mashed potato to go between your teeth.
Oh, like, and you stick, use your tongue to...
Yeah, push it through.
Yeah.
And then we would do, I don't know if you remember the movie Animal House, where you would, it was like popping a zit.
Yep.
We would do that with these potatoes. And that was not good with the lunch lady was not into that. She did not like us goofing around with
our
food like
that. That is such a kid thing, though. I mean, I think every kid's lunchroom that happens.
What was you guys' favorite thing that was on the lunchroom menu? Did you bring your own lunch or was it the cafeteria stuff?
When I bought lunch, honest to God, I don't know who made the bread, but we had homemade bread.
Oh.
That they would cut really thick and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But it was homemade bread that was warm.
Ooh.
So it was like warm peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It was like to die for. As soon as we started talking lunch, that memory came back and I could taste it.
Did the lunch lady have like a hair growing out of her mole?
No, we had like the best school lunches ever. But then when I got older, I did pack a lunch because I was in sports and my mom would pack me like three lunches because I would eat all day.
The lady that took our money, and I think it was like a dollar and a quarter or something for lunch when I was in school, her name was Mrs. Robbins, and she had a mustache. I'm telling you, she had a lot of facial hair. I'm not kidding. I mean, she's sweet lady, but...
What's up with lunch ladies?
I don't know. I heard because her kids went to school, and I was friends with her sons, and it was kind of a known thing. She's kind of a... She had a 5 o'clock shadow all the time.
So she had more facial hair than her husband and sons?
Just a little bit. So Hearn Academy, yesterday you were at Hearn Academy, producer JP, and the final item that you reviewed, can we say what it is, or you just want me to hit the button?
Yeah, it was popcorn chicken, and I have an air fryer at home, and I make... chicken nuggets or popcorn chicken probably once every 3 days.
That's
what I love it.
We have that conversation in the studio with Jeff for dinner last night. We end up talking about that in the morning because we're here together every day. And it's always popcorn chicken. What do you, tater tots with that? Or
you can do some sweet potato fries. Sometimes I'll do some vegetables to mix it up and be a little bit healthier, a little bit good.
All right, let's see how it compared to the school lunch at Hearn Academy yesterday.
Okay, Maria and Chad, we are on the popcorn chicken. And I will say... I'm a fan that they gave me a side of ranch with this popcorn chicken. I'm very excited. This is one of my favorite meals, period. So here we go. I'm going to take a little bit here. 3, 2, 1.
Serving it old school.
Oh, man. My taste buds can't believe what's happening right now. Somebody better call Guy Fieri and tell him that there's a new mayor of Flavortown. Dang. Yeah, we took a vote. Who's ever operating the school lunch here at Hearn Academy is now the new mayor of Flavortown. Popcorn chicken, it's crispy, it's delicious. And now I'm going to dip the popcorn chicken in with the mashed potatoes and a little bit of ranch. Oh, man, they just brought me some chocolate milk from Shamrock Farms. This is a 12 out of 10. 12 out of 10. Couldn't be any better.
So if you are to pay attention, all morning long, everything was reviewed with amazing reviews.
Yeah, I got a 10. An 11 out of 10 and a 12 out of 10.
It just kept getting better. I think the capper, though, was the chocolate milk.
Oh, and I didn't even ask for it. Can you imagine being getting waited on and you get chocolate milk and you didn't even ask for it?
Were the kids jealous?
It was weird because the kids came to my table and there was a couple of candy bars for dessert that I didn't review because everybody knows what a Snickers tastes like.
Yeah.
So I was giving some of the kids some candy and they were my new best friends. And we talked about our animals and movies we liked. And I asked one of the kids, I said, hey, what are your favorite movies? And he goes, It. I'm like, you watch that scary stuff? He goes, yeah, I love it. I'm like, I don't mess with horror movies at all.
My daughter loves super hot food, which I hated when I was a kid, and she likes scary movies. I don't, it's kind of strange.
Yeah, I just don't like clowns, period.
Well, you're not alone.